And there that goes. All right. Having an outstanding time. Gonna figure this gosh darn thing out, all right? There we have it, matey, matey, matey. All right, general interest. Got linked to this by Leaser Loco, who did a whole lot of programming with us back in 2015. We did a lot of programming via the Blog Talk Radio Live programs. And then we all got older and we can barely program anymore. Hell, we have offspring in this house. Leaser Loco has offspring. Niggas is fucking dating and getting married and shit and finding careers and can I get the goddamn promotion? Nigga, I'm broke. You know, so fucking, we're fucking working it out. So yeah, Leaser Loco linked me to this, and it's the agulaz.co.uk is where I found it. Because what Leaser Loco linked me to was a video, and it's one of the videos where you have imagery of what's going on, like B-roll, and then you have text explaining to you what's happening. So I had to go and I looked up some keywords and see what's going on here with the Orkney Islands. All right, this is some doings out there in what they call Scotland, or some islands. All right, so let's dig into this. Right, agulaz.co.uk. I'm not seeing a journalist mentioned specifically for this. Like, it just says the outlet name, all right? So, let's look here. The Orkney Islands are leading the transition towards a renewable energy future. And that that quote comes from Kate Cerna. Maybe that's the writer. It's Kate Cerna, C-E-R-N-A. All right, so tucked away in Scotland's far north is Archipelago. It could also be Archipelago, which is these are words I've never seen before. And this area is famous for its high cliffs battered by rough seas. Now, it's holding many secrets from its Neolithic past and more recently the future of renewable energy. The Orkney Islands recently voted as best place to live in the UK, the United Kingdom. And that's, I think, because I think Scotland voted to like, hey, we're going to stay with these niggas. I think that was 2016. I think it was 2016. And so it's voted the best place to live in the UK. And it's they're far at the forefront of technological energy revolution. Once an entirely dependent on coal and oil power from Scottish mainlands, the islands now generate 120% of their energy locally from renewable sources. This has changed the life of Orcadians in many positive ways. All right, that's what they're saying here. I don't actually know myself, right? So I'm going with the journalistic outlet. Community wind turbines are generating electricity for local settlements. People are driving cars powered by electricity, and new projects are driving progress in housing development, providing affordable new houses powered by, guess what? Renewable fucking energy. Get the fuck out of here. A cleaner, greener, fairer, futuristic version of living has become a reality for Orcadians. Now, dancing forward a little bit, in the past, life on these here dadgum islands, it relied on a whole lot of farming and fishing. This is how people in Scotland talk. This changed with the discovery of gas and oil in the North Sea, and it was bringing both positive and negatives from the highlands. But however, with declining oil reserves and volatile prices, the end of an era done approached, and these here Orcadians are embracing a more sustainable, low-carbon future. There you go. For those of you that were confused about how to do a Scottish accent, that is how it is done. The Orkney Islands have become one of the most promising sites for low-carbon energy. Researching in the world in 2003, the European Marine Energy Center... Ooh. Excuse me, it's not even early, right? It's fucking 12:41 p.m. at this goddamn point. I should not be yawning. But the European Marine Energy Center, EMEC, EMEC, was established with funds from the United Kingdom and Scottish government. The EU, which is the European Union, and the Orkney Islands Council itself. So a gang of hands were in the deciding of the decisions. A lot of deciders in chief that you should not underestimate. Now, the center has become one of the key players in the transformation of Orkney as renewable power provider. As a renewable power provider, it is the first and only center of its kind in the world to provide developers of both wave and tidal energy converters with technologies that generate electricity by harnessing the power of waves and tidal streams with purpose-built grid connect with a purpose-built grid connected and independently accredited upon sea testing facilities. All right. Now, let's dance it forward a little bit. I think this is very interesting. Like, this kind of shit is doable. It can be fucking done, right? You can go do this shit in Washington State. You can go do this kind of shit in Mississippi. Go do this shit in fucking California, Arizona, Nevada, New York, Maine, Baltimore. Do it. This shit is doable. I mean, I think we may have PNR'd it as far as past the point of no return. I think we may have point of no returned it on this climate change shit. But fucking go down swinging. And that's what these white niggas in Scotland are indeed doing. Now, creating a surplus in locally sourced energy. Now, new projects aim to overcome local grid constraints, surf and turf. A project that will take the excess power and use it to produce and store hydrogen. While Orkney has decarbonized its electricity sector, sea transport is still heavily dependent upon fossil fuels. The new project is underway to develop a hydrogen injection system to power ferries and large vessels. Jesus Christ. It's almost like it's something that you can actually fucking do. Yeah, it is. And they're goddamn doing it. Shit, they did this shit. They hit the 120%. It's not like they're trying. They fucking did it. And so now the next move is move on to the fucking boats and get these fucking hydro injection motherfuckers and injectify that shit like a goddamn tetanus shot. There you go. These white niggas over here in Scotland figured it out. Can the rest of the superior race catch up? Maybe not. Probably not. Probably don't want to, because way too many white people are fucking coons. Fucking buck dancing white coons that are pro-capitalism, and you boot-licking motherfuckers will keep on going ahead with what the corporation tells you to do because you don't even want your own freedom. You want to be a fucking slave. You fucking boot-licking, buck-dancing, coon-ass motherfucker. But shout-out to them Orkney niggas. Get it down. Get it cracking. I'll go out there and play a round of golf with ya.